This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. We're only a week away from that rare and beautiful astronomical wonder, a solar eclipse. If you've decided not to drive up to Wyoming or western Nebraska next Monday, let me give you a couple of tips on how to look at a partial eclipse that will be visible in southern Colorado and what you're going to see. First off, let's be very clear. There's absolutely, positively no safe way to look directly at the sun during a partial solar eclipse. Have I been clear enough? Don't look at the sun without proper protection. I mean it. But if you've obtained a set of specially made eclipse goggles, you can test them out now by looking at the sun. You'll be a little surprised, I bet, at how small a disk the sun really is in the sky. Sometimes when the sun is low, atmospheric distortion can make it appear larger than it really is. Use those goggles to watch the moon start to slip across the sun at about 20 minutes after 10. The entire eclipse will take about 2.25 hours. I'll have more specifics next week. If you don't have a set of eclipse goggles, you can see something remarkable by looking down at the shadow of leaves on the ground during the eclipse. You'll notice they're very strangely shaped. I won't spoil the fun, but get ready for some very weird shadows. If you'd like to take a closer look at the sun or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org for a link to information about our monthly meetings and our free star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society telling you to keep looking up, Colorado.